Well, good afternoon, group leaders. This is Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you. And we have a special guest with us today, Olivia Pettengill, who is a group leader for a young women's group. They currently meet through the Lithopolis campus. But I want just have Olivia introduce herself and we can go from there.
Hi, yeah, I am Olivia. I am on staff at Grace Fellowship. I do the curriculum for the kids. And I've been leading for a little while a group. I think this is my second year leading. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Olivia, what made you consider leading a group? What made you decide to start doing it?
I actually can come up with the specific moment. I can think of the moment when I really thought, like, okay, I think this is important. I was part of a Bible study years ago, and we were going through the book of Matthew. And the group leader asked what we thought Jesus meant about a specific passage. And somewhere along the way, he mentioned, there are no wrong answers. And I just kind of stopped and I didn't say anything then. And I know he meant well, but I just kind of thought, wait, but there are wrong answers because there's a right answer.
Yeah.
And from then, I really just wanted to search for the right answers. I wanted to help others find the right answers. And so this was really the moment that like sparked my desire to lead a group and help others find those answers. So, I did some year-long study, learning a lot of the Bible. And when I got back from that, I just immediately wanted to start leading.
I do know that about you, that you did the year-long study, as well as I know that you do, pay some attention to theology and you'd like to dig into finding the right answers. And
that's, I really do,
super healthy for a group leader to have the desire to want to know answers and not just go, you know, directly off the message guide and what it says, but to be able to dig in and help your group members know, how do we dig in? How do we find the right answers?
Yes.
How do we study theology? That's super important. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So what, and now that you've been leading a couple of years, what would you say is the best part of leading a group?
I think just, I mean, community, that's a huge one. I think
sure.
A lot of people would say that for groups, being there for them, being able to support them in their journeys, and also them supporting me in my journeys. Mm-hmm. So just observing these girls and incorporating the truths that we learn together throughout our week. I think that's the best part.
I think that's great. And especially at, you know, your age, like you're a young adult,
yeah.
your ladies are young adults,
they
and
are.
For you to have the biblical foundation that you're getting at this stage of your life will produce dividends far beyond what you can even imagine today.
So that's, I hope
so. Super rich. So what do you use for curriculum? What do you guys have been studying?
So we actually, we tried a few different methods and we as a group, as a whole, decided to study just straight from the Bible every week. Mm. So I do prepare ahead of time. I take some time on my own to really go through the Bible, go through the passage that we're studying. I use a few trusted resources along the way. And then once we get together, it really is just straight from the Bible. So I use resources to prepare, but then we're right there in the Bible. So a few of the resources that I use to prepare are, I go through some videos. Dr. Randall Smith has some videos and I really like to just go on whatever passage we're talking about, watch his videos. I also love using the Blue Letter Bible app. It just takes, every word in the Bible that we see, and it gives us the root word and it tells us what that really means. So if we're confused about something, I go straight to that app and use that. And then another website that I use, it's called versebyverse.com. And I go through that, and those are just a few things that I use every week.
Awesome. Love that. Love, you know, getting many resources for our group leaders that they can check different, because all of our group leaders have something they go to, but to have a bigger variety and a bigger resource library is fantastic. Mm-hmm. How has studying scripture directly moved your ladies forward in their faith journey?
I think just honestly, the power of studying scripture directly and hearing directly from the word of God and engaging with that scripture. I mean, if if your hearts are in the right place, then anything you glean from this book is going to be God-breathed. And I think that most of my girls recognize the seriousness of that, and we take that seriously. And to me, that's just the best book you can go through.
Right. Sure. Now, so have you ever used the Message Guide in your
latest? I have. Yes, okay. I have. So we went through a few different, we went through a book at one point. We went through the Message Guide at one point. We studied directly from the Bible. And after talking to the girls, they really wanted to learn how to dig deeper. And so that's why we decided to do that. I give the girls the passage ahead of time. They have a bookmark that tells them kind of what they can pray before going through it, and then gives them a couple questions to go through on their own. And we go from there.
That's awesome. So now the Message Guide, as of January this year, the Message Guide is being written by Tyler Piatt, who's over at the chapel. But there's a team, a small team of folks, staffers, that edit that, which you're on now, which I think is great to have a female voice, you know, speak into, and a young adult voice speak into the Message Guide content. So when you're doing that, when you're preparing to give some editorial comments into the Message Guide, what are you looking for and what are you trying to interject into it?
This probably won't surprise you, but scripture.
Sure.
I think I enjoy looking for scripture within the questions and within the potential group answers. And I just love tying things to God's word, testing it against that. And so I'm often kind of looking into where a question can be drawn from scripture and provide that for group leaders.
That's awesome. Let me throw you a question that I don't think we talked about, but when one of the greatest things we are all struggling with as group leaders is finding the next group leader, right? Developing the next person who can either take over our group or start a new group. How have you gone about that? Like, what are you looking for when you're sitting in your circle of 10 or 12 ladies? What are you looking for?
Yeah, I think that there is a hunger from some of these people. And I think that it's evident when they have studied ahead of time. They really want to know more, and they take it seriously. And that's kind of what I'm looking for and what I see.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. We're always looking for the next set of group leaders. So group leaders, here's your action step out of this message. We want you to take a lot of attention, pay a lot of attention to what are you going to study in the fall? What curriculum is right for your group at this time that will help push them to the next step of their faith journey? So pay some attention to that. We'll see you next week.